And I know what I am talking about. I know enough bishops who have lost their faith, priests, the unofficial figure for the United States, the guy told you, 10,000 Catholic priests leaving the priesthood since the council closed. Oh, we'll never release the exact figures for the world. The unofficial figure is 100,000 priests left the priesthood throughout the world since the close of Vatican II. Jesus is now on earth, the same identical Christ who performed astounding miracles among his contemporaries in Palestine. But on one condition, they have to believe. Jesus Christ is now among us in the Holy Eucharist, the Almighty Son of God who became the Son of Mary. That phrase, by the way, is a good one to use. The Son of God who became the Son of Mary. That's good Catholic vocabulary. Christ did not become the Son of God. He always was. But he became the Son of Mary when he was conceived at Nazareth. This Jesus Christ is ready and willing to work wonders, no less astounding through the Holy Eucharist. But there's one condition. We must believe. Sisters, I'm talking from 50 years of priestly experience. In case nobody told you, Mother Teresa was a living miracle. No founder or founders. And I would say, in the last, I'm guessing when I say this, I would say in the last 1,000 years, has founded a community which has grown, and you're less than 50 years old, right? To the numbers you have, and your life, okay, nobody told you, your life is not easy. Did you know that? Now don't dwell on how hard your life is. Otherwise, your imagination can get the better of you. I thought about this when I saw, was it 45 missionaries of charity took their first vows in Calcutta? I thought I counted 45. That's the introduction. Now, I will say something about the Muslims. Muhammad, the founder of Islam, lived in a society where the man lived with more than one woman. That's the kind of society he was living in. So Muhammad figured, remember, Muhammad never found a truly Christian society in Arabia when he lived. Remember? He found a heretical Christianity, remember, called Nestorian. And the only people that he knew were, of course, he depended on how much Muslima they had. The more wealthy they were, the more women they lived with. So Muhammad figured, I'm going to do something about it. It never occurred to Muhammad, never occurred to him to make monogamy part of Islam. And says, you know why? Because unless you believe that Jesus is God, monogamy is not only impossible, it is unthinkable. Do you still hear me? Every society in the world has always been polygamous. Every society. The dawn of human history. Even Jews, remember? And to Christ, the living God, to introduce, what a verb, monogamy. But then he better provide the means for living in monogamy. And what is the principal means? Faith, of course. But faith in whom? Faith in what? Faith in Christ's divinity and faith in the Holy Eucharist. Since the Muslim noise is stopped, we can continue. First subtitle, What is a Miracle? We commonly define a miracle as a sensibly perceptible effect surpassing the powers of nature, produced by God, and forth to witness to some revealed truth of our faith. The four parts to definition. A miracle is a sensibly perceptible effect. You can see it, hear it, touch it, feel it. Second, surpassing the powers of nature. Third, produced by God. Fourth, why? To witness to some revealed truth of our faith. Now, we have to make clear between what we commonly call a miracle. It was really a miracle because it surpasses the powers of human nature. Sisters, say it again. Repeat the definition. A miracle is a sensibly perceptible effect. Second, surpassing the powers of nature. Third, produced by God. Fourth, to witness to some revealed truth of our faith. Four parts to miracle. Among the unpublished books is a fig book, at least 400 pages I've never published. It's on the history and the meaning of miracles. And now, because we're talking in English, we must make clear there's a difference between what we in English call a miracle and what is really a miracle. Back in Detroit, where I live, I usually come home from the office in the evening. And so I take my evening meal from whatever I can find in the icebox in the rectory where I live. And I generally use mayonnaise. You know what mayonnaise is? Now sometimes they have another mayonnaise, but usually they have miracle mayonnaise. I almost think I'm sinning by eating that mayonnaise.